Join us now as we follow the further adventures of that crack detective, Hardy White. Hardy and Lou are hard at work in the office this morning.
Here's the flies you asked for, Hardy.
Flies?
Oh, sorry. I misread your handwriting. I meant files. Here they are.
Thanks, Lou.
Boy, this case is a tough nut to crack.
I think the expression is it's a tough case to crack.
Well, it's like a nut. No, not really. Yep, it's like a cold nut, though, since we can't solve it. Yeah, like they say, it's cold nut soup.
I don't know what that is, but I'll be in it if we don't solve this case.
A whole case of cold nut soup?
Yeah.
Any leads?
No, I mean, I know who did it.
What? If you know who did it, let's go get him, or her, or it, or a monkey dressed as a visiting dignitary.
Not so fast, Lou. I can't prove a thing.
So is this the case of the missing painting? It's called Mother and Chiclet by Dainty Mint, right?
Right you are, Lou.
And it went missing from the Weisenheimer Museum in broad daylight in front of hundreds of visitors.
Yeah, that's right.
And no one saw a thing?
Apparently not.
How is that possible?
Well, it's not, unless your name is Illusionist Counterfeit Painter Maker.
That crumb painter maker did it. Let's pick him up.
It's not that easy, Lou. We don't have any evidence.
What about his name? Who else could have done it?
If it worked that way, I would just go down to Iffy's Tavern and arrest pickpockets daily. But we still live in a society in which the police need more than a name that accurately describes your activities to convict a person of a crime.
Back in the day, we would just waltz into Iffy's, pick rats out, you guys, up by the collar and say, "Come clean." And then him and Canary Singer would tell us everything we need to know.
Times have changed for the better, Lou. Listen, I think I know a fellow who might shine some light on this case. I'm going to pay a visit to Diet Vitamin, my old friend, the actor and entrepreneur.
Oh, he's fancy.
Indeed, the fanciest. But he knows a lot about the art world, and maybe he's heard something. Also, in his criminal days, he was an associate of Professor Paintermaker.
Good thinking, Hardy. Always working. There's no files on you.
Hold the fort, Lou. I'll be back soon. A quick drive across town brings Hardy to the apartment of his longtime friend, the actor, inventor, and entrepreneur, Diet Vitamin.
My dear friend Hartimer, what brings you to my decidedly not humble abode?
I'm here on business, Vitamin.
Business? Show business, perhaps? Is there a role available? My work on Doctor Who has been rediscovered, hasn't it? You know my portrayal of Monster Number 2 is still talked about at conventions.
No, not show business.
An investment, perhaps? Do you wish to invest in my current undertaking? Please make the check out a discount suit outlet. It's a long story.
No, I don't want to invest in one of your schemes. I want some information on art theft.
Well, first, wear a large overcoat into the gallery and sort of hunch over so everyone will think you're infirmed and leave you alone.
No, I don't want to steal anything. I'm working on a case of a stolen painting.
Do you mean Mother and Chiclet?
Yes, the same.
Why would I know anything about it?
I thought maybe your art circle friends have talked.
No.
Have you seen Professor Paintermaker recently?
No, of course not. He hasn't been here already. We're not even friends anymore. Now, unless you have some rare footage of my Doctor Who appearance, I must ask you to leave. I'm having the house fumigated soon for rats.
All right, I'll leave you. But if you see or hear anything, give me a call.
Sure, sure. Good day, Hardy.
You did just fine.
Listen, Paintermaker, don't get me involved in your criminal schemes. I'm an upstanding citizen now with friends in high places.
If you mean high places like swinging from the gallows, I believe you. But you are to talk to no one.
Well, get that hot painting out of my apartment, then.
Oh, no. That wouldn't be prudent. I'm a suspect, you know. It's the name, probably. Terribly unfair to be judged like that. But you are above suspicion because of your friendship with that stupid detective, Hardy White.
He's not so stupid, and it'll hang both of us.
I doubt it. That's Noose Snuggly's job.
Beat it, paint boy!
As Hardy leaves the scene, he senses there's something wrong and doubles back to confront Diet Vitamin.
Diet, hey, I have one more question. Oh no, he's dead!
I'm not dead. I'm meditating, what is it? Well, I was here earlier. Was Professor Illusionist Counterfeit Painter Maker lurking in the other room where he'd hid the stolen painting?
Yes.
Do you mind if I snag the painting?
Help yourself, it's on the bed in the guest room.
Thanks, Diet, I appreciate it.
No problem. Sorry it was so awkward. He was threatening to kill me.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Does this put you in any danger?
Probably. Unless you arrest him first.
Well, where is he?
He went down to Iffy's Tavern to brag to Stooley and the gang about the theft.
Oh, thanks, friend. One more question, Harder.
Sure.
Am I a real friend?
Or one of those embarrassing friends that you're ashamed of?
No, we're friends.
But not the go-out-and-do-things-in-public kind. More the kind that you are too kind to dump, but not so kind that you'd be seen with me.
No, man, we're friends.
But we never do anything or go anywhere.
Well, I'm super busy with detective stuff.
I'm like your friends Stinky Alday and Garbage Ginny.
No, I mean, yes.
You'd never be caught dead at a fancy restaurant with those two.
They're just more comfortable at home, I think.
I think you're ashamed of your old friends, Hardy.
No! What? Listen, we'll go do something soon.
Like what?
I don't know. Bowling.
I'd love that, promise.
Sure.
When?
I'll call you.
Sure you will.
No, hey, you're right. When I have this case wrapped up, we'll go bowling and drink some beers.
I would genuinely appreciate that. I really do enjoy your company.
Thanks, Diet. But I gotta run now, or I won't have time to arrest the professor.
I hear you. Be safe, and I'll wait for your call.
Okay.
Hardy exits the apartment and makes way on foot to Iffy's Tavern, where the criminal mastermind, Professor Paintermaker, is bragging to the criminal class about his latest exploit.
Hardy! Oh, it's old Hardy!
Oh, Stinky, hey.
Look, it's Hardy, Ginny.
Oh, it's old Hardy, what, you who hot stuff?
Oh, Stinky and Ginny, hey, you two.
Listen, Hardy, you gotta do something about this fella from the city trying to get us to take our whirligigs out of the yard.
I'll see what I can do.
This is art.
Yeah, real works of art. And they keep the ghosts away. You know, ghosts cause leishmaniasis.
I think that's sandflies.
Sandfiles?
Hey, friends, I'm in a bit of a rush, since I'm on duty and all.
I had a cousin on duty. Thought he was hooked for life. But then he switched to coffee, and that's more acceptable, but still addictive.
I got perfume that smells like grape.
I would love to talk to you folks, but I really am in a hurry.
Come over for dinner. Or better yet, let's all go out for dinner.
Go out in public.
Unless you're embarrassed to be seen with us.
Yeah, he's too good for us everyday folk.
Oh, you're hardly everyday folk.
Then come to the steak it yourself with us for dinner tonight.
Oh, I don't know.
All you can eat steak for $2.99. You'd only be out $10 and we could all eat like kings.
I don't think a lot of kings eat buffet style.
Ah, forget it, Ginny. This fancy fella's too good for us these days. Maybe we ain't sophisticated.
Maybe we smell like mulch.
Is that it?
Yeah, a lot of people think it's manure, but it's mulch.
Listen, I'll call you, I promise.
Sure you will.
Hardy knew that he had some thinking to do. Was he really ashamed of his friends? What was it about his own insecurity that made him think that the shortcomings of those he genuinely loved were a reflection on himself? So what if they weren't cool or conventional or well-educated? They were good people.
I hear you, man. I get the point. I never had any intention of ditching them. It's just that Diet and Stinky and Ginny, they make bad decisions a lot, and I just can't get caught up in that.
Excuse me, Hottie White?
Oh, hey, Professor Paintermaker. I was just looking for you.
Yes, I was just about to turn myself in. I was down at Iffy's, and the whole scene made me doubt my life choices. I don't want to be an art thief anymore. I'm here to turn myself in.
Oh, thanks, man. That's a big help.
No problem.
Professor, I have a question.
Shoot.
I mean ask. I have a wide range of friends, and some aren't exactly sophisticated, and it's not that I'm embarrassed. It's just that I don't know what my relationship is to people who I love, but who I don't share all their values or interests.
Oh, that's a tough question. But if we only love those who are like us, wouldn't that be a tad narcissistic?
I suppose.
And are you really trying to impress people who judge others by who they associate with?
No.
then just be friends with whomever you want to. We are all flawed and silly and embarrassing sometimes. Do you want someone to be ashamed of you?
Lord, no.
Then populate your life with characters and forget about appearances.
Oh, that's good advice, Professor.
Mind if I cuff you? There is no one I'd rather be seen cuffing me than you, Hardy.
Thanks, Professor. Thanks. And that's what I'll do. I'm just going to surround myself with characters.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as we leave our self-consciousness at the door, along with our shame and guilt and antique milk bottles and an exercise bike that fella from the donation station is picking up, and we journey together to a safe place in which we can both be ourselves. And for me, that means pretending to be different people who aren't me. But that's just how I do it. You do whatever you need to do.
Hey, Hardy, you're back fast. Sorry about the smell. I can't get this coffee maker to work right.
It's a rice cooker.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you got Painter Maker. How?
It's a long story, Lou. Let's lock him in the jail cell.
Well, that's kind of full of all of your nephew's Weeblo candy.
Oh, the chocolate turtles, right.
We could lock him in the bathroom.
Good thinking.
Yeah, with my colon problem, that place is like a prison, for me at least.
Is there reading material available? There's a couple of Forbidden Worlds comics in there. Oh, splendid.
Come on, you.
I think I'll call Stinky and Garbage Ginny and make a dinner date. I need to be less self-conscious and phony.
Howdy, wait. I need your help with an urgent matter.
Hey, it's powerful attorney, Quickie Divorce. What's up, Quickie?
I need your help with an important matter.
Nietzsche porn
matter. Porn manners, I think he said.
I'm currently involved in a case for which I need your detective skills.
I heard case.
I heard it too, Lou. I think he has a case.
I have a client, Winston Beard, who's involved in a rather delicate matter.
Well, sounds weird, but I'll take my shirt off if you guys are going to.
That's not what he said, Lou. I think he has a client who has disappeared.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we'll do our best to find this, yeah, exactly. But people who don't want to be found are hard to find if they don't want to be found.
Not if they don't want to be found.
Well, get honest. I failed his math west.
The Mets aren't the worst. Far from it. But we'll take your case, because we are the Metropolitan Police, and we actually can't turn cases down.
We're the Metropolitan Police?
We are.
So, are we the Mets?
We might be the Mets.
We'll all be. Wait till the wife hears about this.
Don't tell her yet, Lou, in case we're not the Mets. I'll call our GM, Coach Copshock, and ask.
If we are, I wouldn't mind a bobblehead.
I'd love to have a tiny doll of myself.
What scale? Barbie or H.O.?
Something in between.
I have a dollhouse at home that has actual running water and electricity and plumbing, in case I ever get shrunken down like on The Incredible Shrinking Man.
Can that happen?
In the movie, all he does is drive through fog on his boat. I've done that a million times.
Jeez, me too. Except for the boat.
Excuse me for a second, Hardy. My gut is acting up. I have to use the holding cell.
Go ahead, Lou. Hey, friend. No problem, Lou. I just had a friend come to visit. Enjoy. Oh, I'm so glad you came to see me today. You're probably asking, what are you doing here, being a detective? I'm not. I'm just pretending. I have a radio show, and I felt like, well, I got to do different things, do different characters or something. I have no idea how to do this. I was never given instructions, and if I were, I would treat them just like instructions when you get a bookshelf or something. Briefly look at the pictures and then toss them away and try to figure out how to put it together from the parts you're given. And just hopefully you have enough flathead screws. And I do. Boy, I got a flat, at least I have a flat head, so to speak. I don't even know what that means. Am I implying that my intelligence is not up to snuff? I think it is. It's totally up to snuff. Just take my intelligence, take a pinch, put it between your teeth and gums, and you see what happens. It's going to be horrible. But from blah, you'll get a little tiny buzz, and then ultimately it'll kill you. I think that's the way with anything. A little bit is medicine, a lot is extra medicine, and then there's you work into the realm of poison, and I don't even know where that is exactly. Where's the poison line? I'm not going to get in it. And they would say poison Q. Isn't that interesting in England? I like to throw a lot of facts out there for you, because
One of the things I know I should do is educate. Now, how can you educate, Hardy, when you don't know anything? I know that's a bit of a challenge. So what I do, I try to make things up. And I figure, well, facts, if they're facts that don't exist, they're going to be new to you and fresh. And really what you want is just something different, right? You just don't want the same old, same old, same old, same old. Is it same-o? I don't know, like same-o hung? He's a karate man, not karate, kung fu. What am I talking about? Talking about kung fu. I know, I can keep a train of thought. The reason I started the show like that is a couple of reasons. One, oh, I love the Dick Tracy's. I've been reading the old Dick Tracy stories, and I like them because they're just like life in that a lot of people have strange disfigurements and names that strangely fit their occupation. And this is probably not true, but that's another reason I like it. It's very tongue-in-cheek. In fact, one of the characters' name, Tongue-Cheek, or something like that. Oh, Chester Gould, what an imaginative fella he was. He lived for, given how long the comic's going on, I believe he's 280 years old. Isn't that something? He's timeless. Like Nicholas Flamel is another one. He's the one who does Wizard of Id. And that just goes on and on. Oh, my goodness. It is so good to have company. A lot of times we're embarrassed by who our friends are. Well, no, you're probably not, and I'm not. But I know that there must be some people who are, because I see so many embarrassing people, and I think somebody is their friend. And that must have happened to you in a bar, or someone goes, is this your friend falling down and throwing up? No. And then you deny him three times, and then you're just like Jesus. No, I'm getting the story mixed up. Somebody else did the deny. Peter? One of them. I don't know. I pretend I don't know any of them, because they'll get me in trouble. Are you like that? Sometimes it's very difficult to confess things that you love. Sometimes it might not be a person. Maybe it'll be a music. People say, oh, guilty. What's a guilty pleasure? Oh, I like killing puppies. No, that's really a guilty pleasure. I meant like, oh, like candy. Yes, exactly like that. Or more, I'm really more thinking about some TV show that you like, but you'd be embarrassed if everybody knew you watched it. Like might say, oh, I sure do enjoy that My Little Pony. I'm lying though, that I don't. I don't want you to think I'm confessing something. There are plenty of people who like it, and like all different TV shows. For me, it is the 70s briefly lived, shortly lived sitcom, The Super. You say, well, is that they've remade that? I don't think they have. But that's a guilty pleasure. Sure, it's something that maybe not everybody likes, or the Reavers, I think it was called, with Jim Varney. Things like that, they touch my heart, and I don't know why. But a lot of people are like that, too, say, oh, I have affection for so-and-so, even though he's a falling-down drunk and often embarrasses me. There's something I love about him or her. And just to say, I don't want it, because I don't want people to think it's Jim. Shh, don't say it. It could be Jim is a woman. But I don't like, do I like to judge? Am I judgmental? In a way, in that I'd like to be a judge because I like costumes. And judges get to wear long black robes like a necromancer and a white wig like a necromancer. But I guess they don't wear the wigs anymore. Maybe in England still they do if you're what they call in England, they call it not a surgeon. Everything is different over there. Got a lot of different words for it. I'm trying to think. Not an advocate. One of those. It'll come to me. A barrister. Barrister. A barrister. Barrister. A barrister? Is that right? Something like that. And they still wear powdered wigs. Now, what's a powdered wig? Well, one side is powdered, and it flipped it over, and the other side is just the plain wheat. It depends what you like. And then another, if there's a third side of the wig, if it's a tri-cornered wig, it's a pink frosting on that side. Now, that helps you be more serious about the law. I don't think that there is a profession out there that cannot be enhanced by a hat. A hat just makes you feel more official. Like if you're a police officer or something, say, I'm going to wear this cab driving hat, and it makes me feel more official. Now, a lot of the police don't want to wear their hat anymore. But I think that it would do a lot to maybe help people in some professions, like maybe police get carried away or something, if they had a hat that was a little more humbling. I think, if it had tassels or something. I think that any kind of hat they put on you in a fern bar before singing happy birthday to you would be good for the police to wear. And it would calm down the criminals and everything. It'd be less aggressive. Or just something like that. I don't even know what it would be. But a beanie or something. But I'll wear any kind of hat because I get into that costume thing. I like characters. I like people to be characters. I like to be a character myself. So what character are you? A character out of the funny pages or something? Yes, I identify with different characters depending on the comic strip. For instance, in Nancy, which one am I? Well, not Nancy, because she's sometimes, that Nancy can get on your nerves. I guess I'm more of an Aunt Fritzy type, there was a fella in it in the 40s or something, him. Long-suffering. Nancy, why did you take the teeth out of my bear rug? Because I was trying to bear the teeth. I don't know what she was doing. She gets very aggressive. One time she put poison in his coffee. It got dark a lot of times, that strip. And I don't mind. That's what I think my attraction to Dick Tracy is. A lot of times characters will even die in Dick Tracy. Moon Maiden died. And I remember when it happened in the 70s. I was actively reading it in the paper. And I was like, no, what? Moon Maiden can't die. She's married to Junior, which is his son. So Dick Tracy's daughter-in-law dies. And it wasn't even in a funny way, I'm telling you what. And then Gravel Gertie and B.O. Plenty mourn. Oh, my goodness. And they may look silly, but he gave them emotions and all. I had a respect for that. How could you make somebody care about something that was essentially a comic book character? I don't know. We love you, Hardy. Oh, stop it. I'm not real. I'll take love any way I can find it and acceptance. I'm like you, my friend. Often I feel I'm not up to the task. Often I feel I'm being judged by others. You have come before this court today to be judged by us. Okay. We're judgmental people. All right, great. What are you going to judge me? Well, your clothes are out of date. Fine. I don't know. I just dress in what I like. All right, you look stupid. I can't say that doesn't hurt my feelings. Now, you can pretend to not have your feelings hurt. That's one way of coping with it. I do that sometimes. I don't care what people say. I care. Oh, I care what people say. I probably take it a little too personally. It's hard not to. And isn't it funny that we care what people say, even if we can't stand the person? It just gets our goat. It gets under our skin. It gets under our goat's skin. So what's crawling around in there? It's crawling around like in the movie The Mummy, that scarab get under people's skin and crawl around right up to their brain and make their head explode with scarab beetle nastiness. That can happen. That's what it's like. There's like a scarab. Now, those, I think, are the same beetles that might roll poo balls. There is that's a dung beetle. Let's make it a scarab and a dung beetle the same thing, just for the sake of discussion. If there was a bug that rolled backwards and made a poo ball with its legs, right, why would you let that get under your skin? One of the most intimate places that can be got under is your skin, your dermis, it's called. And a lot of people say, I'm going to let that, and it's like letting it into your heart. Now, your heart is not an Airbnb that you can just leave the key under your spleen and some stranger can come and say, I'm just going to be in there for a while because I got an appointment in the area. All right, now it is a no-smoking heart. Yeah, whatever. And then smells like blunt when they leave. I thought I told y'all, no smoking. Oh, good Lord, I'm never going to get that stink out of here. What is that, White Owl grape? Back in the day, cigars didn't have that. I remember when I was, I don't want to confess anything, but I used to smuggle cigars from Cuba during the height of the embargo. And I'd say, I'm going to Cuba, what kind do you want? And my friend would say, White Owl Cherry.
I said, man, I don't think them. We can get those here. Don't you want any key? He goes, no, I don't need any Cuban. So I wouldn't go. So that's why I didn't ever get caught, because I never really followed through with it. I make, the best laid plans. Then you sneak out on them in the middle of the night and say, I can't believe I did that with those plans. I got to get out of here. And then you hear, I'm going to have breakfast. No plans. I need to bail. I can't follow through. Sometimes it's best if you don't follow through on things, if it's a bad idea. Now, why are we embarrassed? What makes somebody embarrassed? You see a lot of times in a cartoon, someone say, the pants fell down. You embarrassed, y'all embarrassed, your pants fell down. Now, people lower their pants, take a picture of their privates, put it on the internet for millions to see, and they're not embarrassed. Now, how did things change from old cartoons to now? So different things are embarrassing. So what is different now? Not fitting in? I don't even know how to fit. I wouldn't even know how to go about it. Did you ever see, I dabble a little bit in music and art and the dark arts and things like that. Magic, malevolent magic. Sometimes I dabble a little bit in needlepoint, petty point, and things like that. As you know, craft dabble in Mod Podge. Now, but I don't know how to, I don't know exactly if I was going to sell out, say as a musician, artist, I would gladly do it. Sometimes I think I'm just going to sell out, but nope, still nobody wants what I'm selling. And they say, we don't want you. I'm willing to sell out. We don't need you. I would think I'll do anything. Still don't need you. I mean, what do you have to do to say? I guess you got to be accepted first, and then you go, okay, now I will drop all of my self-respect and my beliefs and everything, and I will gladly make something, do something cynically. Well, I'll tell you what, you can do that all day long, and they still may not come beating a path to your door because you don't have a better mousetrap that you have cynically made. That's not even a mousetrap. It's just a rock. You go, it's a pet mousetrap rock. It catches rock. It's across a terrier and a rock. It's a ratter rock. So, people think, I want to make something like that. You can't. You go to do it and you can't. It must be something the devil just gives you a gift or something like that. Say, I'm going to send you a gift idea. Use it when you get it or forget about it. You can't go looking for terrible ways to trick people. I hope that no one's embarrassed by me. When I ask you to listen to me every week, and I hope that you do, sometimes I think, what if I embarrass myself? What if I speak for an hour? I don't say anything. Or what if I say something foolish? Or what if I mispronounce someone's name like I'm talking about Sophocles and I say Socrates or something? Excuse me. I don't know either one of them. But mortifying. It'd be worse if you thought you were confident that you knew what you were talking about. Sometimes it's that's worse, of course. If you just think you don't know, that's fine. I don't care if I make a mistake. But if you say, I'm an expert fisherman, and then you say, that's what you need is a zippy worm. And they go, zippy worms? Oh, no, I'm sorry. You need a fillet amount of banana. I don't know any of the lures. See, again, that doesn't embarrass me. But if I was a fisherman trying to impress somebody and I got my name and my lures wrong, my goodness. You'd be mortified. And then this happens a lot. And we all walk around feeling like we're going to be isolated and shunned by others. But the others we fear are people we wouldn't even be friends with. We long for acceptance by people that we don't even accept. How about that? A true friend would never judge you. But we all also go around competing, don't we? Secretly, we're in competition. I'm not the best, he said, secretly wanting to be the best. Yes, I know nothing, he said, secretly thinking he knew lots. And that's another thing. I don't even know where my modesty, I don't know what part of it is false. I falsify so much as a way of getting to the truth. Say, you sound like you're yourself all the time, Hardy. That you just be yourself and you speak from the heart. Doesn't it sound like that? Well, what I've done is I've made a completely false heart, and I'm speaking from that. And that way I'm being consistent and honest. But I wonder, could I really reveal my truest self, my deepest fears, my deepest, darkest fears and fantasies? Could I reveal them on a blog under an assumed name where I tell stories and it's strangely popular even though I feel very dirty afterwards? Could I do something like that? Could I then cryptically give you the address so that you could... No, I'm not. None of this is true. I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, do we know who ourselves are? Would I recognize me if I met me coming the other way? And it might go something like this. Well, hello, Hardy.
Hey.
Oh, well, you're not.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just walking by. I thought you were talking to me.
But your name is not Hardy.
No, indeed it is not.
I was addressing myself. I was just going to talk to myself, ask myself questions.
Yeah, you're probably a lie.
Even when I'm alone?
Oh, yeah. I think people lie to themselves a lot when they're alone.
Yeah?
Almost more.
Really?
Oh, yeah. People tell themselves all sorts of lies so they don't have to feel things.
Good or bad?
Good or bad lies or feelings?
Both.
Yes.
I forgot what we were talking about. Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess we all do deceive ourselves like that. I wonder why that is. I guess nobody wants to feel like they're the odd man out. Nobody wants to feel like they're different.
Unless they're trying to be different.
And even those who are trying to be different are trying to be different so they can be the only different one and be the best different one. I used to think like that as I was in high school, bad at every sport. And I thought if I could just make up a sport, then maybe I'll be the only one who knows how to play it.
Yeah, that will never work.
I know. You want to know why?
Oh, I know why. Because you still won't be the strongest or fastest or smartest. So the minute you teach somebody that sport, they're going to be better.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yep, I know how that works. I try making up games like that. Make up a card game. I win it the first hand, and then, you know, I'm bested after that. It doesn't matter that you made it up.
Yeah, that's true. So why do we always have to feel like we got to be the best?
Would you want to be the smartest man in the room?
No, that may have already happened, and I think it was awful.
Yeah, I know. I've been to that bar.
Yeah, I don't want to go. Yeah, I don't think I want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to be the smartest. You want to be the dumbest guy in the room.
Well, that depends. I mean, if all the smarter people are nice, then that means I have the most to learn.
Well, that could be true. What's the worst?
Being the middle.
Oh, I know.
Being the middle guy. Being not the smartest or the dumbest person in the room. Oh, everybody wants a superlative, even if it's the stinkiest. I tell you, people want to get in that book of Guinness Records of for anything. It doesn't have to be the best anything. But, oh, I got the biggest carbuncle on my buttocks or something.
That's a superlative.
Yep, absolutely. You still want to be the biggest and the best.
You got the highest. Donkey Kong score.
Well, no, that now, that's coveted. There's a whole movie like that.
Good movie.
Good movie. So, I guess I don't know what I want to. I don't think I want to be the best at anything.
Well, your wish is granted.
Oh, thanks, man. But I think I do want to be loved. Who doesn't want to not be loved? Well, there might people want to not be loved. I don't know. I'll tell you what, though. If you want to pretend something, I get you. Pretend that Hardy White doesn't care who you are, what you do, what you think. Because you could also, you might be a little crazy.
Hey, we're all crazy, man.
We're all, are we?
No.
So that's what we just say.
We just say that to crazy people so they won't feel bad.
Okay.
Say, oh, we're all a little crazy.
Right.
And some aren't at all.
I'll buy that. Maybe not enough crazy. Do you think people that are really, who don't feel anything, are they crazy? Like people have no feelings and everything.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but it's not like crazy. Like they wouldn't do anything spontaneous or anything like that. I like crazy, like party crazy. Like, oh, look, so-and-so's come over, and he's dressed like the seventh Doctor Who, and it's not a costume party. That's crazy.
I like that kind of crazy.
I do, too. I love it. I like the spontaneous. I like people unself-conscious. But sometimes it means they have something's wrong with their prefrontal lobe. You know, they're that could be, too. Maybe you've lost your sense of self-consciousness. Maybe because you have some physical damage or something. That could be, too. You know, I was thinking about improvisation with a friend. Improv Jones, his name was. He's a musician. And I said, improv, you know, what does it take to improvise? And he said, well, I try to turn down, but not off, my self-critical knob. And then lose my inhibition, not altogether, but just enough to take some chances. Now, aren't you afraid that it'll fail? I am before and afterwards, but not during. I go, that's like my doll. Right. So what you do is you just turn off that for a little while. Then you can be creative. Then you can take chances. And you say, maybe I will do a Dick Tracy-inspired radio play at the beginning. Don't do that. I did it already.
It's not to get rid of it.
But I did it. I did it already.
It's stupid.
I thought it was fun.
It's corny.
I wasn't like super clever. I know that.
You're better than that.
Oh, I hate hearing that.
You can do better.
I don't think I can. I don't know, man. The only thing I have to go by is what I like, my taste.
You ought to think about other people. What do they want?
I don't know.
Sure you do. Look at other stuff. Look at TV and radio. What's on it?
Oh, I can't go there. What if I start... So I should just look at that and then do that?
Yeah.
I don't think I can.
Well, if you were going to write for TV, you would pick an existing TV show, write some spec scripts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Write some spec scripts for Big Bang Theory.
I don't want to do that.
Go ahead. Do some.
I don't want to. I've never seen it.
Really?
Honestly, I don't. It's not that it's beneath me or above me or anything. I just don't. It's not the kind of TV I want. I don't really have TV, to be honest. I've failed to pay for it, and they removed it.
Oh, it's not free anymore, isn't it?
No, it's not. And soon radio won't be free either. They're going to do away with all broadcasts, and you have to pay people. You won't just get entertainment. It won't be something that we used to all, when I was young, we would all watch TV at night. And then the next day, we would gather around the center of town, had this giant water cooler. It was three stories tall. It was a sculpture called the water cooler. And we would stand around it, and we would hold hands. And then we would sing the song from the Grinch Who Stole Christmas, as opposed to the other Grinch. What's the other Grinch?
The Grinch Who Didn't at All.
Right, but this is not that one. And then we'd sing that Yahoo Dore song or something like that.
I love Dore.
I do too. I do too. And then we'd discuss, say, hey, did y'all see Bob Newhart's show? And they'd go, yes, I saw Bob Newhart's show. So I like what it said about mental illness. Yes, mental ill people, crazy, crazy people. Bob Newhart. And we'd all have this national discussion about it. And now you got to pay. Say, did you pay your TV bill to see TV? Say, the only price of watching TV is having to sit through these horrible commercials. No more. Now there's both. Now you pay for it. And then there's also something being sold you on top of that. I can't keep up. I can't do enough buying to satisfy everybody. Sometimes I just want to consume ideas. Do I have to pay for all these ideas?
Yes. Otherwise, you won't get any.
I know, man. There's not going to be... Think about this. Close all the libraries.
Yep.
Shut down all broadcast TV.
Done.
Shut down FM.
Done.
And then there's no free information.
That can't be. You can go buy a book.
It's not free.
Well, you got to have money.
Yeah. We'd have money to buy information.
They don't just get it.
I guess you could get it word of mouth. But, I mean, who's gonna sit down and recite an entire book to you?
Well, you can get it on your... Oh, man.
I know. There won't be any way to communicate with the mass of people, all your community.
Well, you could put... Oh, you're right.
What about you could go out and do a play in public?
You can't do that. You got to get a permit.
Right. You can't just go talk to people.
Not in public.
So you can't go and you can't stand in a public place and just start talking to people.
No.
So you'd have to get each one of them individually.
Yeah, I guess. Or get a business to sponsor you and let it come there.
So, gosh, I guess it's spreading ideas and everything. Boy, we take that for granted, but that's not something that necessarily is guaranteed, isn't it? Oh, how precious this is that we can visit together. I can talk to you about important things. I can talk to you about being self-conscious. I can talk to you about being embarrassed. I can talk to you about feeling less than your neighbor. And the next thing out of my mouth is, then you better buy deodorant. Or you better get a car to fix that problem. What am I selling?
Is that a religion?
No, I'm not selling that either. I'm not anything. I'm just talking to people. I'm just telling them I feel the same way. See if they feel the same way.
What's that going to accomplish?
I honestly do not know. I do not know. I just feel compelled. I know I feel compelled to get it out what's in myself. Because I know this. I've watched people die.
You mean watch them die?
Well, I've watched some of them die. But I mean, people have died before me. I watched a couple.
Yeah. Sad.
It is and it isn't. It depends. Violently it would be. I saw with older people as they passed peacefully. But I will tell you this. There is a moment where self-consciousness is pointless. You know, we all die. Laying there dying. Try to look cool as you're laying there dying. So you think, oh, that's the ultimate failure, isn't it? I had one job to do, stay alive, and I blew it. You know, you can't look cool as your life is slipping away. And then the ultimate indignity, you lay there as a lifeless body. That's going to be the end of all of us. We all meet the same fate. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what. I don't want to sell a house that has all the furniture in it. I don't want to demolish a garage that's got an antique car in it. I don't want to throw away a storage shed that has the treasures I've accumulated over many years, like comic books, like old puppets, like things I made, like hats I made out of paper mache. Oh, I want them to see another day. I don't want to destroy my house with all my furniture and tchotchkes in it. I want to clean out my attic for you, my friend, and share all the treasures therein. I got stuff in my head now. I got stuff to get out of my head. I got images of judges in robes and wigs dancing with Dick Tracy, dancing with Dick Tracy. All of that's gotta come out right now, because my brain will die eventually. And if it dies with that stuff in it, it's just like wrecking a house that's still got the furniture in it, if you see my point. See what I'm saying? You are a mansion with many rooms, and in each room are things that you've accumulated over the course of a lifetime. Some of them beautiful, some of them ugly. All them experiences, paintings that you hang on the wall. Look at that portrait of your Aunt Jeannie. Look at that trophy that you got playing hockey.
It's not hockey, it's bowling.
Bowling.
Most improved bowler.
Most improved bowler.
in a handicapped leg.
In a handicapped leg? That's sad.
Yeah, I know, man. The best I could do. It's my only trophy.
Well, anyway, everything's got to go. Before you go, if you never let anybody in there and see all that beautiful stuff. Say, well, some of it embarrasses me. I'm embarrassed by it. I don't know if everybody gonna appreciate all the things I think are treasures.
One man's treasure is another man's, you ought to be embarrassed, stuff.
Yes. 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 But you don't want to be a hoarder. Don't hoard all those beautiful thoughts and feelings. You have lived every life. Accumulates a different set of stuff. Some of you might have gotten, it's like a, we all accumulate, we've all been collecting tea set things. Now, some of you might have a teapot. Who's that on the teapot? That's a picture of Sonny Bono. It's my Sonny Bono memorial teapot. That's lovely. Is that the only one? I do not know. But I know it's the only one where the teacups are all made out of cat skulls. See?
That cat skulls.
No, I didn't say cat skills.
I know, I heard you the first time. I'm repulsed.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. At the time, it was done. They're very, 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 very old. And so that might have been something that was done.
I don't think that's ever done. I don't think you should drink out of anything that had brain in it.
I don't know about that. We'll have to discuss that. But listen, that's my point. My point is that you have to share what's in your heart. You don't get to choose, really. And if you try to put up a front, you try to... So some of us want to put on a mask.
Like Mission Impossible.
Exactly, like Mission, like Rolling Hand.
Guess what?
What?
What's this?
I don't know, man.
That's my Rolling Hand.
All right, that's very funny. That's the character's name on Mission Impossible, though. So, if you just let me get to that.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyway, the character on Mission Impossible a lot of times, played by Martin, what's his name? He come out and say, you got to look like somebody else this time. Nehemiah Persoff, you got to look like. Say, really? Go, yes, I got to look like Nehemiah Persoff. So, make a... Nehemiah Persoff mask, and then put that on, and then talk like him, like Nehemiah Persoff, entire time. So, well, it's going to be hard to pull off. Well, don't put a lot of glue on it. No, I mean just in generally. Oh, you mean to perpetrate? Yes. I know, because you can't be yourself. You have to be acting the whole time. Friends, how many times... I love it when I say friends. I know I'm going to say something important, right? I'm going to recap. Recapping, I should just say that. Again, the point being, if you are trying to act all the time, it's going to get exhausting. And sometimes if you lie to the outside world to be truly convincing, you must lie to yourself. And if you lie to yourself, you lose the one person who can always tell you the truth. If you lie to yourself, you lose your best friend. If you lie to yourself, you lose your own trust. If you lie to yourself, you can go the wrong way down a wrong way street because you thought you knew the sign said, but you didn't because you're lying to yourself. Is if I tell my, sometimes I tell myself the truth and it hurts to say, you're an idiot. Now you're still lying to yourself. You're an idiot. You're no good. You know that that's not true either. Oh, my word. Even when we're saying stuff negative to ourselves, a lot of times we're lying. Why are we lying, Hardy? Why do I sometimes I lie to myself and tell myself I'm better at something? And why do mostly I tell myself I'm worse than I am? I know deep down that's not true. I know. Well, why are you doing it? I think I know. And I think I'd like to tell you, friend. I think it's this. We are born into this world helpless. We come into the world a baby. And when we're born, we meet our mama. And our mama is the only one who can give us what we need. When we're born, we don't even really know what we need. We just know we feel empty. And so we cry.
Oh! Oh, I'm empty!
And the mama knows what to do. And she picks us up. And she fills us up with the milk of her breast. And as we get a little older, we learn a little more how to be specific about what we want.
Mama, want my blanket?
Here's your blanket.
Mama, want blanket?
Here's your blanket.
Feel right.
Let me feel your forehead. Oh, you're sick. Lay down here. And every time we have a need or a pain and we cry out, even if we don't know what it is, Mama comes, fixes it. Now, as we get older and we separate more from our parent, we still find ourselves having these needs and desires.
Oh, what's wrong? I feel sad. I say, what's wrong? I feel sad. Hello? Hello, I feel sad.
And we cry out. And there's nothing.
Oh, please, can't nobody hear me? I say I'm sad. I'm gonna throw up. I'm so sad.
And you make yourself throw up.
See, I'm sick. Nobody?
And a lot of times, even though in our hearts, we may know that it's something we can handle, we can't stop crying out. Sometimes we even have to pretend things are worse than they are. So maybe get the universe's attention. Maybe the universe is my new mama. Maybe if I cry out to the sky and the heavens. So, oh, if you believe there's a God or you believe there's no God, we still cry out like that. Can't you see I'm suffering here? And when no voice comes back, we just still keep it up. And so you cry out like that. And you want somebody to help you. Say, oh, who can help you? I don't know. I don't have the answer. I'm just saying, everybody's crying out. Everybody's crying out inside, inside. Sometimes they're lying to themselves. Sometimes they're lying to the universe. Sometimes it's the same thing to lie to yourself as it is the universe. Ooh, 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 ooh. I tell you, I just get joy sometimes. Not a lot. I gotta confess, not a lot. But when I do, when I start feeling good about something, I try to let myself feel good. Say, oh, Hardy, you did well at that. Do you think so? Yes. Oh, yay! When we see people are simple, we know we don't expect as much from them. You see somebody say, oh, look at that person. It's okay. That person gets all excited about nothing. They're developmentally disabled or something. How disabled are they if they allow themselves to feel joy for something joyous? Maybe you're the ones developmentally disabled. You can't celebrate something good. You got to stay cynical. You got to stay too cool for school. Well, try looking cool as all your guts are coming out your butt or something like that. Try to stay cool as life relentlessly hammers you. There's no being cool, man. We all don't know how to cope. So get excited when something good does happen to you. Get excited when you make the smallest accomplishment. Get excited when you see something beautiful in nature. Get excited when somebody says hello to you. Get excited when there's an absence of pain sometimes. Don't deny yourself that.
Let your heart rise up because, oh, it won't always have that opportunity. Don't throw away the times that you are in the park and the sky invites you to throw up your kite. Oh, it's a beautiful, clear, and breezy day. I think I'll take out my kite because I know the wind won't always lift it up, but I know it will tonight. I know today, today didn't rhyme. I could have said something about height. Why didn't you? Didn't think of it. But, oh, I tell you, I'm giving myself this advice is for me as well. I need it. You need it. We all need it. We need each other. You'll be my wind. And we'll all have each other's backs. So I can be your garbage Jenny. You won't mind being seen with me in public, will you? Find your own Stinky All Day. Take him out. Even if it's you, take Stinky All Day out to a party. Say, I'm not gonna be embarrassed about the Stinky All Day in myself. I'm not gonna be embarrassed that that diet vitamin seems over the top and flamboyant. Maybe people get the wrong impression or whatever. Oh heck, he's fun. I enjoy his company. So find all the Dick Tracy characters in yourself. Find them in other people and parade them in public. And don't be afraid. Don't let yourself run away from joy. Don't let yourself run away from being embarrassed because everybody out there without is an embarrassment. Y'all silly looking monkey people, all funny. Y'all funny, strangely shaped. Y'all odd and y'all have an odor. Y'all smell funny. Y'all, I'm smelling you right now, and not one of you smell right to me. There's all some kind of funniness about you. And if I watched you 24 hours a day, there's nothing good about that. So let me tell you, friend, we're all equal little meat monkeys here. And that's why we can all get along, because we all agree that we're funny looking. Oh, my friends, I can't believe it when you come and you visit me like this. It's so important to me. And I think that if we lose this ability to communicate for free with each other over vast differences, distances, or differences because of books or sound and everything, we're just going to lose ourselves completely. Don't let it happen. You know, stand up and stand up for the freedom to talk to one another without any strings attached. Unless you're a puppet, then you'll want those strings or you'll collapse in a lifeless heap. Oh, you're not in a lifeless heap now. No, no, you are truly alive and you're listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. On WFMU,
East Orange.
WMFU,
Mount Hope.
WFMU.org. And 91.9 in Rockland County. Oh, Rockland County. I take you to the buffet steak restaurant with me. I'm not afraid to be seen with Rockland County. I'm not afraid to say we go out bowling. I'm not afraid that I have friends that you might think are trendy or hipsterish. I don't care if I have friends that you think are unsophisticated rubes or you think are pretentious idiots. I love them still. I love them still. Oh, friends, thank you once again for being with me. And I love you still. This is Hardy White. Have a wonderful week and see you again next week.
And I, Lord, I Tonight gives us the subject, what's your brand? What's your brand? We live today in a world where people just strive off of brands. Amen. People like various types of brands or commodities of different things. Mm-hmm. Amen. Some folk like ivory soap. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. While others like zest soap. Yeah. You can say amen tonight. All right. Some folk like, amen, camel cigarettes. Uh-huh. While other folk like Coos. Mm-hmm. What's your brand tonight? Yeah. Some folk like Maxwell House coffee. Yeah. While other folk like Sanka coffee. Yeah. Oh, we need an amen. Amen. Some folk like beech nut chewing gum. All right. While other folk like spearmint. Yeah. Everybody has a brand. Right. What's your brand tonight? Uh-huh. Amen.